Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Connecticut Department of Transportation has worked quickly, and yesterday afternoon they reported that Route 7 between Route 341 and Bulls Bridge is open in both directions. The incident command team confirmed that yesterday afternoon cleanup crews successfully removed large blocks of ice and other pieces of debris from the road. They've also confirmed that the Housatonic River has now reached a level that is safe for vehicles to pass by on Route 7. They ask you to understand that there are some ice blocks that still remain very close in proximity to Route 7 and exercise caution when passing by them on Route 7.
Most local school districts in New York would see slight aid increases under Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed budget, but educational leaders are concerned that the relatively modest increases won't cover rising expenses. In Dutchess and Ulster counties, 16 districts would get a total of $362 million in aid during 2018-19. This year, those districts were granted $358 million. Proposed aid to schools ranged from $3.7 million for the Rhinebeck District to $68 million for the Poughkeepsie City District. The Arlington, Marlboro, Millbrook, Wappingers, and Weebatuck districts would see overall aid decrease under Cuomo's proposed budget, which was released on Tuesday. Dutchess County residents can learn how to better prepare for a disaster at a citizens' preparedness training program at the Pauling Library on Tuesday. The County Department of Emergency Response and Behavioral and Community Health will host the program. The two-hour training session will give participants the tools and resources to prepare for a disaster by teaching how to respond and recover quickly. This will take place at training at the library, 11 Broad Street in the Village at 6:30. The program runs from 7 until 9 p.m. next Tuesday. The public invited to share in a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. In Great Barrington, W.E.B. Du Bois 150th Festival kickoff, an evening of drama retelling the life of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, plus community dialogue to kick off the 150th birthday celebration of Great Barrington's native son. That's at 6 p.m. The Cornwall Board of Education will conduct a session called Future Educational Opportunities for Cornwall Students from 6:30 till 9 p.m. in the school gym. The program, spurred by the issue of declining enrollment and its causes, will be facilitated by Jonathan Costa of EdAdvance. Cornwall Consolidated School student population is about 75 in kindergarten through 8th grade. According to the organizers, this structured appraisal session is an opportunity for residents and taxpayers to comment to find areas of agreement regarding the current status of potential future of Cornwall students. At Dewey Hall, a concert by award-winning Swedish quintet at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 7:30. Laura Bradford, a.k.a. Elizabeth Lynn Casey, is coming to the Dover Plains Library on Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. A sign-up is recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. 845-832-6605 to sign up. There'll be a question-and-answer session as well. January 20th in Chatham, the Chatham Library, writer David Black will screen and discuss an episode of Law & Order entitled Life Choice, dating from the first season of the long-running series. It follows an investigation of a lethal bombing and stars Michael Moriarty and Chris North. A reception will follow at 3:30. Cornwall Library's winter film series, which is presented by the Friends of the Cornwall Library, a suggested donation of $5 per film. All films are shown at 4 p.m. Film offerings coming up on January 20th, State of the Union. A presentation, Era of Elegance, the Legacy of the Livingstons in Claremont, will take place on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Memorial Library on Main Street. Jeff Brown, curator at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown, will be the lecturer. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. The Salisbury Forum will present a documentary, A Plastic Ocean, which explores the issues of how plastics are in our oceans and how it affects the marine ecosystems and human health. It's a joint cooperation with the Filmworks Forum on January 21st, Sunday, at 11:30 at the Movie House on Main Street in Millerton. Admission is free. Meanwhile, January 21st, Noble Horizons presents U.S. District Court Judge William Kuntz and former 17-year ACLU president, author, and law professor Nadine Strawson discussing Strawson's new book, Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, at 2 p.m. And on Sunday in Claverick at the Claverick Library, Developing Diversity and Landscape, Heather Grimes will show how to design a garden that will create
an ecologically rich environment and restore degraded woodlands and meadow habitats for wild species. That's at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 97.84 to 26,017.81. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7296.05, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2798.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.